Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that consumer prices dipped unexpectedly in March, leaving inflation over the past year falling at the fastest clip in more than a half century. Consumer prices edged down 0.1% last month as a drop in energy prices offset the biggest rise in tobacco prices in more than a decade. Over the past 12 months, consumer prices have fallen 0.4%. Core inflation, which excludes energy and food, rose 0.2% last month, matching the gains of the past 3 months. Over the past 12 months, core inflation has risen 1.8%. For March, energy prices fell 3%, reversing a 3.3% jump in February. Gasoline prices fell 4% last month. Home heating oil fell by 8.5%, and natural gas slid by 4.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 79.12 is down 7.97. The NASDAQ 1608 is down 17.25 points. And the S&P 500 at 839 is down 1.75 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sully. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And conditions across the Midwest are dry for today, and we will get a couple of dry days in before the next chance for rain, and that comes with, pretty good chance for rain this weekend, starting out in the western section of the corn-soybean belt on Friday and through Sunday. And the eastern half, it'll start up Saturday, probably lasting in through Monday. And once again, any fields that have been drying down will probably get a little bit too wet, and we're going to have to wait for a prolonged period of drier and warmer weather. Field work may become a little bit more aggressive in the lower Midwest late next week and into the following weekend, but another storm system looks to be bringing rain into the area for the 26th through the 29th across the Midwest. In the upper Midwest, flood conditions across the Dakotas and Minnesota will improve during the next week. The snowpack melted. Little significant rain expected during the next week in the Red River Valley, and that will continue to crest into the weekend with improving conditions likely by next week. Flood crest should reach the levels that occurred in late March and in early April. In the Delta and the Southeast, the region from the Delta into western Georgia was dry yesterday, and most areas from central and eastern Georgia into Virginia did pick up a little bit of rain. Rain was heaviest from northeastern Georgia into southern and eastern North Carolina. Amounts ranged up to 3/4 of an inch, and local amounts were closer to an inch. Now, the forecast for the Delta and the southeastern states, drier, more favorable for field work beginning next week. However, there will be some heavy rain expected in the Delta Friday through Sunday, with flooding quite likely. Planting is likely to be take place this week before the heavier rain falls, but mostly in well-drained fields in parts of the Delta and the southeast. Flooding this weekend in the Delta may wash out some of the newly planted fields. Now, beginning Tuesday, there is expectations for mostly dry weather in the southeast, and that should allow for some aggressive field work in many areas by late in the week. The Delta will need some extra drying time before the field work can become more aggressive. Planting widespread before the next rain event, and that again towards the end of the month, around the 28th, but no crop-threatening cold is expected for at least the next week. South America, rain potential for Argentina remains good for this weekend. And again, the 23rd and 24th of the month over portions of the nation. Resulting rainfall not expected to be heavy, or the amount of interruption to harvest progress should be relatively brief. A rainfall of a tenth to three-quarters of an inch will be possible late this week. Slightly more rain is expected on the 23rd and 24th, with one more rain event possible towards the end of the month, and that system has been greatly reduced in recent computer forecast model runs. In Brazil, very little change is expected over the remainder of the work week for their weather. Showers quite limited in southern parts of the nation, while they do occur a little more often from Mato Grosso into Minas Gerais. Resulting rainfall not nearly as great as it was earlier this month, but there are a few locally strong storms expected. Improving harvest conditions will occur in the wetter quarter during the weekend and on to the next week. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
We would like to thank the 168 listeners who made this morning's Power Hour a success. Your calls raised $38,000 in support of WILL. Your chance to support agriculture and the other programs you value begins in earnest tomorrow. But if you want to get a jump on our spring membership drive and love our agricultural programming, go now and pledge online at willpledge.org. That's willpledge.org. And from Todd Gleason and I, thank you. Taking a look at the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 564.5 unchanged. Last trade up 3.25. July, 574.5 unchanged. Last trade up 3. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 523 up 3/4. Last trade up 3.75. July, 534 unchanged. Last trade up 3.5. May corn opened at 394 down 1/4. Last trade down 1.5. July, 402.75 up 1/4. Last trade down 1.5. December, 424 down 3/4. Last trade down 2. May soybeans opened at 1035 down 1. Last trade up 4.5. July, 1029.25 down 1. Last trade up 5. November, 937.75 down 1.5. Last trade up 5.25. May soybean meal opened at 315.80 down 50. Last trade up 210. May soybean oil opened at 3701 up 3/4. Last trade down 4. Make that up 6, excuse me. Last trade down 4. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
Soybeans continue to show strength in the lead month as we continue to dial in further reductions down in Argentina and other fundamental factors. Meanwhile, corn continues to move essentially sideways. Do you think see anything in the short term that would change either of those trends?
Well, no. Obviously, you hit the nail on the head when you said old beans are the leader. Continued shrinking world stocks, perception of lower yields in Argentina are all causing old beans, to be the leader and show strength. We're getting into some technical points that could get pretty exciting for some of these old beans. We get a little bit of a close over this 1045 area. We could run up to the high for the year at 1069, and there's people out there projecting $11 wouldn't be that far along in the future for old beans.
And if I look at a continuation chart in the May complex, I see we're approached a level that we hit around December of 08 for a number of weeks, and above that, there isn't nothing on its way to 1160.
Yeah, that's very true, and you've just nailed the technical charts on the old beans again. Corn's going to continue to struggle, though. The demand isn't there like it is for the fundamental reason on beans. I think your weathermen will probably be the key to this thing as we go forward, especially on the corn side of things.
Given how ugly last spring was and how late corn was planted and how big the crop ended up, when do traders really get concerned?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, they all have a short-term memory, and they think, well, this stuff, the new genetics and everything is bulletproof. I can't pinpoint when they will begin to react. I would I was a little surprised they haven't reacted a little more this week, to be honest with you. It's the middle of April. Nothing real great as far as prospective plantings in the near future. We got that big storm coming in this weekend, which will obviously slow things down again. So, you know, it's just a hard time, or it's a guess to when they really will react to this thing. But I think eventually, if it stays like this, they definitely will.
If the weather continues this way, does the premium get wrung out of beans?
Yes. And, you know, it's a two-edged sword in beans. Mm-hmm. If the weather stays like this and delays corn planting, the thought of more bean acres will surface again. That old crop, new crop spread will continue to widen. And new beans will continue to struggle as the perception of more acres will be coming forward.
Let's get your calls this morning.
Corn steady, maybe a penny lower. Beans 4 to 6. Wheat 3 to 5 higher. But these are all subject to getting to see what kind of momentum we come out of with the old beans today. What the trade wants to do with them.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois, and he joins someone from that organization every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We're on the web 24/7 with analysis for you. Lots of great charts and audio, too. Go to WILLAG.org. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.